listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Inclusive dance company, Step Change Studios, host classes for disabled young people every Sunday. We're joined by founder Rashmi Becker, MBE, to learn more. Hi Rashmi, thanks so much for joining us. So how did these classes begin?
So we've been running the classes for a few years now, and they actually came off the back of Dance Westminster, which is our annual competition with Active Westminster and Westminster City Council for disabled people. And one of the things we really wanted to do was to make sure that we didn't just have a competition where people take part and then nothing else happens. We wanted to provide a sustained opportunity for people to dance and keep dancing. And so these classes were born, and they've been really popular. And each time we see new people joining, and they're just a really fun, sociable, and great place to make friends with a great teacher. So we really want to see more people join up again.
And what age range can take part in the classes?
So the session is Pan Disability, and it's for young people over the age or aged 11 plus.
And what dance styles will you cover? Is there a particular focus, or will it be different each week?
So we're keen to provide people with the opportunity to try lots of different dance styles, but also the sessions are very collaborative. So we often take music requests, theme requests from the participants. They contribute their own styles and moves to the sessions. So we explore a wide range from contemporary dance to hip hop to Bollywood and world dance. So it's a really fun place to just explore different styles.
It sounds really exciting and quite a rare opportunity for people if they have a favourite song, like you say, that they've already got some fun moves to, or if they've watched an online dance trend, that they'll be able to bring that in and share that with the other classmates.
Definitely. And actually, that's very true what you said, because what, again, is really nice about these sessions is it's not particularly choreograph based. We might teach a little bit of a sequence or routine, but actually everyone brings their own styles, and some people follow particular types of styles on YouTube. Some people have their own YouTubes and create their own dances and share them. And also people have different abilities and different levels of mobility and movement and express themselves differently. So they all bring that to the session, and we adapt the styles and the movement based on different people's abilities.
And how will the classes be accessible for blind and partially sighted young people? Do they need dance experience, or can they sort of just come along as first timers?
So people are very welcome as first timers. We have a range of abilities in the class in terms of experience of dance. People are welcome to come with a carer or family member or a friend if they feel that would be more supportive. Sometimes people come with someone at the beginning, and as they gain confidence, they dance on their own. The class is extremely accessible, so we adapt based on different people's needs. So for people that are blind or partially sighted, we'll focus more on the sort of techniques we use in our exclusive classes for blind and partially sighted people, like our ballroom classes. So, you know, we'll focus on using descriptive language more, physically supporting people if they're happy with that, and just using non-verbal cues in the music and other ways of being able to communicate the dance and what we're trying to explore in the classes.
And do people need to come to sessions weekly, or is it okay for people to sort of come to a few?
So people can come to classes every single week or just when they're able. So it's very much, again, recognizing that people often have different commitments, and maybe some weeks they're not feeling up to it. Obviously, we'd love you to come every week, because the more you put into it, the more you'll get out of it. And we find people come along once they know people, because it's such a close group in terms of friendships, and, you know, people often work together and enjoy and look forward to seeing each other. People do tend to come more regularly, but at the same time, it's what's convenient and what works for you. The classes are £3 per session. They're subsidised by Westminster. And so, again, you just pay as you go. So you pay as you come along.
And alongside being able to have a chance to be creative and express yourself and make friends, why would you encourage young people to come along to the classes?
It's a great way to enjoy your weekend and to be active. And, you know, we know that dance is fantastic for your mental and physical health. It's a great way to meet other people. We often have some fun opportunities as well. So each year we have Dance Westminster, and some of our students take part in that. Some of them have been in the top three and in the finals. And we also look out for performance opportunities. So students have performed at a wide range of things, from Paralympic opening ceremonies to award ceremonies and other events where they get to show off what they're learning. So it's just a really positive, feel-good way to get fit and have fun.
And whereabouts are the classes taking place and how long are they running for?
So the classes run all year and they're every Sunday from 11 to 12 at Porchester Centre in central London.
And where can people sign up and get in touch with Step Change Studios?
So if people would like to join, they need to register. You can do that via our website, www.stepchangestudios.com. Just look at the Take Part tab, or you can email us at info@stepchangestudios.com.
Well, thank you so much, Step Change Studio founder Rashmi Becker MBE, for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you, Mia.
This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.